Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There are few people in the world better to celebrate Vodka Red Bull Friday with than Mr. PFT Commenter. What we're going to do next, open up the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. We're going to bring in our friend, Mr. PFT Commenter. PFT, what's going on, man? How are you?
What's up, JP? I noticed that you called it Vodka Red Bull Friday, not Red Bull Vodka Friday.
He learned.
Turned over a new leaf.
Listen, B-Mitch is a handful to deal with all the time, so little things like calling it Vodka Red Bull instead of Red Bull Vodka, I can do that.
Yeah, it's like if you're in a relationship and you take out the trash like once a month, then you can stay out all night every single weekend. But as long as you take care of that one small little chore, you get a lot of leeway on the back end of it. I hear you. I understand that.
Well, that works for you?
It hasn't, but in theory it does. It sounds cool to say, but that's a good point, B-Mesh. I hear that you're doing a wing eating contest today.
Yes,
is that correct?
That
JP's
is accurate.
Doing 100 wings.
No, it's not 100 wings. These guys think I don't know how to eat, and so they don't believe I can eat 21 wings. So I have to eat the wings are supposed to get here in about 15 minutes, and I have to eat 21 wings between when the wings arrive and the end of the show. You think I can get there?
A couple things. Number one, like that's kind of it's kind of insulting that your eating challenge is 21 chicken wings.
Like, I agree.
If I were you, I would be like, come on, at least give me a little bit of respect and make it 30 or 35. 21, you got that no problem.
I think you should listen to PFT.
Well, so here's a challenge. So this all started because Grant Paulson falsely accused me of not being able to eat chicken wings. So I got to text Grant during a break. I think if I get to 30 wings, I'm going to make him a necklace from the bones that he has to wear. What do you think of that?
I like that a lot. Yeah, the birds will love that too. I think, you got to run up the score, man. You can't you can't stop at 21.
Have you eaten with JP before?
I think so. I think we probably had a meal together.
He doesn't eat a lot of food.
We mostly do liquid lunches.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't eat a lot of food, though, because he struggles on certain things. Like, he goes and he gets a 6-ounce steak. He ordered 6 wings the other day. They sent him 12. He complained about the 12.
I didn't complain. I just didn't eat them.
He got the 7 and 8, and he couldn't even eat the whole
wing. But I had eaten something else right before they got here. That was the problem. I haven't eaten anything today. I'm ready to rock
sodas
today.
Sodas and water with this allergy issue before he eats these wings.
Do you get allergies, PFT? I am dying right now.
No, I got an immune system. I'm an alpha male, so I don't get allergies.
Oh.
The earth is allergic
Shots
to
fired.
Me. Yeah. Trees see me and their leaves all fall off. They're like, we don't want no part of this guy. But if I were you, JP, I would straight up pre-Tums. That's the key. Because, like, you're getting a little bit older. I learned this lesson a couple of years ago. You can't just straight up eat chicken wings on a whim anymore. I need at least like an hour, 2 hours notice to prepare my body.
You're probably right.
To absorb any spicy food. So you got to pre-Tums, coat the stomach in some Pepto-Bismol, and that'll be the key. But besides that, I think you got 21 wings. Like, honestly, I could do 21 wings just like – I think I've actually had 21 wings for breakfast before. It's my favorite food in the world. I think you got this. Just power through. Mind over matter.
I think I got it too. Now, it might be a little difficult doing it while on the radio, but I'll make it work. I have a can of Diet Coke and a can of Dr. Pepper. And look at this. Landfill just pulled out some Tums that I can have. So
there we go.
We're making things happen. PFT, I got to ask you, man. We have Caps coverage – all week, all next week. The Capitals playoff coverage on The Fan is presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business regrows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com. PFT, Nate comes on with us once a week also. And Barcel Nate is the most optimistic Caps fan in the universe. And even he seemed a little uneasy with this Bruins matchup. How are you feeling about the Washington Capitals facing off against the Boston Bruins?
I honestly feel great about it. So Nate is always going to be a little pessimistic when it comes to the Bruins because he's like a dog that's been beaten for a while. Like, he's been around so many Boston sports fans in the office. Like, Dave, he's afraid that, like, he doesn't want Dave to have anything to hold over his head. And so that's where the natural fear comes in when it comes to Boston Bruins or any Boston team, really. I don't think that – well, judging from, like, the conversations I've had with the other Boston fans in the office, they're not confident in their team. So that's actually given me a boost of confidence, seeing just how scared they are of the Washington Capitals. I don't want to tell them, hey, it's the Washington Capitals in the playoffs. Historically speaking, you don't have a lot to be worried about. But I'm starting to feel better about it right now. I want to see it's a big series for Chara. I think – so I'm going to – here's my thing. I need your help. I'm just going to pretend that Chara has never won a Stanley Cup before. I'm going to treat it like this is his chance. It's like Bobby Orr moment where all the great defensemen get out of Boston and then they get a chance to go win a Stanley Cup at the end of their career. So I'm going to just act like he's our player now.
I like that. Didn't another Boston guy do that with Colorado?
Was it Orr? Ray Bourque.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Chara being on this team may be a big key for this series this year.
Especially in
Boston.
Because
you look at, they played 8 times during the regular season, 4-4. Okay? But I think Chara, you know, he's been there, done that. He's not going to be worried about things. And I think also with the fact that this team did go with basically the nucleus and having an extra mindset, that may help him out a little bit more in this series.
Yeah, and you know what a fun matchup is going to be to watch? It's going to be Tom Wilson and Marchand. So it's like the most annoying force versus the most irritating object. Like, which one is going to give in? They're just going to be going. I hope that, like, Marchand starts to, like, pull out his old, like, biting moves again.
Is he the guy that licks Tom people, Wilson too?
Yeah. He's addicted to licking people. It's really strange.
I hate that
that's
dude.
That's pathetic.
I can hear the disdain in Beamish's
voice. I'm just like, you know, I'm not going to just walk up to a guy. He licks people during a hockey game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, you didn't have any. When you played football, there was nobody who was known, like, far and wide as, like, hey, don't get in the pile, the bottom of the pile with that guy. He'll lick you.
Nah.
What would you do, B, if somebody tried to lick you?
I lose it. I probably. It's like, you know, it's like. It's
but he's going to try that stuff on Wilson, for sure.
It's not the most physical thing in the world, but it's like, dude, what the hell are you thinking? I mean, I would lose my damn mind. But Wilson has to be extra cautious because they're going to do stuff to try to irritate the hell out of him.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the best thing for Wilson to do straight up is get into a fight in the first game. Get some of that pent-up aggression out of your system. Set the tone and be like, okay, you know what? This is going to be a physical series, but maybe not a dirty series. Maybe I'm just here to, like, punch you in the face without it being a penalty, you know, like, or like a cheap shot, I guess. But what I'm saying is, like, I think that the longer Wilson goes without getting to, like, get some of that out of his system, the more likely he is to just do something that's borderline or across the edge. And we can't have him getting suspended in the playoffs at all. So I actually feel good about this. I made a bet with Hank on Part of My Take yesterday that if the Capitals win, he has to sit and eat, and he has to eat pasta until he throws up.
Wow.
And if the Bruins win, I have to.
See, we didn't even put that on JP.
And drink Chardonnay until I throw up. So it's going to be it's going to be a fun series. I feel good. The clutch genes are back, gentlemen. I've got the JNCO jeans.
Wow. I've seen those in person.
Yeah, they're stunning, aren't they?
B-Mitch, have you ever seen a picture of PFT's clutch jeans?
No.
It's got to be on social media, right?
Yeah. If you just search, like,
yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. There we go.
You'll find them.
All right, ready for this live reaction on air?
Let's see.
Oh, look, dude, the first thing that comes up is a picture of me interviewing you ringside wearing them.
There you go. So those jeans single-handedly won us a Stanley Cup in 2008.
Oh, my Lord. I thought they were going to be tight because you call them the clutch jeans, but that looks like you have on two dresses on each leg, a dress on each leg. made it to jeans.
Listen, I got to let my boys breathe a little bit.
You talk about some bell bottoms. Damn, that's a Liberty bell.
JNCO's coming back, man. I don't know if you've seen.
You
the
should
news
get
recently,
stock but... in JNCO if they actually come back.
I don't
dude.
Know about that one.
I don't know if JNCO's a publicly traded company.
That's a good point.
They should be. They should have an IPO. But yeah, the Clutch Jeans might have to make a comeback. I don't think I'll bring them out for game one. I think that's more of like a clinching game move to do. Or if we're down, if we got three games against us, or if we're three games up, I think that's the time when I break it. It's like the break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah, you're not there yet.
Yeah.
During the cup run, I had this thing where it was very bizarre, but I was eating Snickers ice cream bars, like usually in the break between the second and third period, and they would come back and win. And so I started strategically eating these Snickers ice cream bars, and they were coming back all the time. It became like a thing, and I was tweeting about it. People were sending me Snickers ice cream bars. So I don't have jeans, but I might have to get my Snickers ice cream bars back. A serious question for you.
Those are good.
If Willie gets in a fight, you're allowed to fight, right? You're just not allowed to board people and like the cheap shots.
But the thing, right, he gets into a fight, and then people get pissed off because they lose.
But I'm asking, there's no suspension for fighting in the playoffs, right?
I think that you can get suspended for anything if you do it violently enough.
And that's the thing. That's what scares me.
On hockey. Get into a fight straight up. Like, I don't think that if he just like fought the entire team and, you know, like didn't go one-on-one with guys and didn't, you know, make sure that they were ready to go before he started swinging, then yeah, I'm sure that, you know, you can get suspended for violent conduct. But if he just gets into a fight in the first game, I think that's boys will be boys. You know, that's playoff hockey. And I think that's something that he should probably, I don't want to tell Tom Wilson how to do his job, because at the end of the day, Tom Wilson is way more better at being Tom Wilson than I could be at being Tom Wilson. But if I know Tom Wilson, he's ready to go full Tom Wilson tonight and get into a fight.
I think he is too. Yeah, all I right. think you're right. So let me ask you this. I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, I said, you know, you're really missing out on the Wizards. I'm going to hit this big season-long over bet that I put in. Now all of a sudden it is, I need them to get to 33 wins. They've been sitting on 32 wins for four games now. And I think Bradley Beal there's a serious question if Bradley Beal's playing. They have two games left. Do you think I'm going to hit my Wizards bet? And how dumb do you think it was for me to take a Wizards season over win bet?
I mean, that's one of those things in retrospect you're going to be look back on. You'll be like, what was I thinking? I knew better. Like, JP, you cover DC sports for a living.
It's true.
I'm shocked that you went out on that limb. But I think that what you have to do is you have to hedge. And you have to – so that in order for the Wizards to get the season over, you basically need Bradley Beal to come back and play well, right? So what you need to do is you need to bet on Steph Curry. Because if Steph Curry on his, like, individual point totals – so if Steph Curry does not get, you know, let's say, I don't know, 30 points a game, 31 points a game in the next couple games – then that's a nice little hedge, because Beal probably won't come back then, right? But if he overtakes him, then Beal will absolutely come back, and then the Wizards will have a better chance of winning. So you got to play both sides of that. That's what I would do if I were in your position.
So you think it's about the point total?
Yes. Yes, 100%. Like, and for me, it definitely would be too if I was on the Wizards. I'd be like, well, either I get to the play-in game and I reserve the right to get my butt kicked in the first round of the playoffs, or I can sit back and collect the regular season scoring title. And I would absolutely do that. I would absolutely sit out and collect the regular season scoring title. Because that's probably worth, like, I don't know, at least probably $10 million over the course of your career.
To say that's you got it?
Yeah, to say you got it? Yeah, that's actually, like, there's some serious financial incentive for Bradley Beal to make sure he gets that. And I hope that he does, honestly.
I mean, yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. But there's also a serious financial incentive for me for them to win 33 games. So maybe maybe Beal
should. How much
should,
you going to
win? We'll discuss that off-air.
That's good, JP. You actually paid their salary. Like, as fans.
It's going to be the $10 million that Brad wins?
It's not the $10 million. It's definitely not the $10 million.
That's my favorite, when somebody writes like a letter to the editor reminding players that technically we pay your salaries.
Right.
Technically you don't.
Technically television does.
Yeah, exactly. It's real. Well, it's collectively all of it. It's like a tax on Americans to have the privilege to watch sports.
Now, you are, more than anybody, a football guy's guy. You are dialed in when it comes to the NFL. How much attention are you paying to rookie minicamp this weekend out in Ashburn?
A lot. I'm paying a lot, very, very close attention to it, and just making sure that there's no like torn Achilles or torn ACLs or anything like that. That's really the only thing that you should care about. I feel like pretty soon the off-season practices are going to be so limited. They're just going to be like walkthroughs basically every day. Like, make sure that you're in good shape. Make sure you can physically move. You remember how to put on your shoulder pads. Because, like, you see every time there's an injury in these small little mini camps, it becomes like it's bigger and bigger news because there was such a limited workload last year. Uh-huh. And the product on the field ended up being just about the same. So I think a lot of players are sort of pushed back on, you know, what they have to do. I think some coaches actually are starting to realize it. I actually think that Ron Rivera, like 10, 15 years ago, there's no chance in hell he would ever dial back anything. But now I think he's gotten like a little bit older, more mellow. And he's realized that, you know, you have to do some give and take here and there. So all I care about is just like make sure nobody gets hurt. And then I also do want to see, some local reporters talking up like a couple of undrafted guys and be like, this guy's catching everything.
Yeah.
I need to have a guy who's catching everything, who's undrafted. And I have to have a quarterback, maybe an undrafted quarterback that's like, you know, this guy could really push to make the roster, and then he'll get cut like the very first.
Well, they may have that.
We got
TFC
one.
Because we
Jordan Tiamo.
Yeah, he was the starting quarterback, and Taylor Heinicke was his backup.
With the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Mm.
Oh, hell yeah. A little XFL veteran. I love it. Yeah.
But you know what? As I look at this at football, I think the fact that we've started pulling back and everybody discusses injuries all the time, I think that's why so many injuries are happening. Because when you're full speed, you rarely get hurt. When you're trying to be cautious, you always get hurt.
Yeah. I've heard that before. I've definitely heard that, like, football is one of those sports where it's more dangerous if you're trying to play cautious.
Yeah.
Like, I had a coach one time that said, you can't get hurt if you're hurting the other guy. And that makes a lot of sense, although it's, like, completely wrong from a medical standpoint and a physical standpoint. It made a lot of sense to me at the time. And I think that there's like a small bit of truth in there, which is like, just, you know, if you try to let up on the other guy, he's probably not going to let up on you. So you're going to get your clock cleaned. Mm-hmm. So I think, there's definitely some truth to that. Like, if you think about it too much, you almost like will it into being a possibility through like all these little subconscious and subtle motions and actions that you do. So, yeah, I'm okay with doing limited contact. I'm pretty sure that these guys know how to play football and for the most part know how to tackle. No offense to D'Angelo Hall. I know you have him coming on in a little bit. But for the most part, I think that most of these guys are like pretty good tacklers and they've been doing it for most of their lives. So I don't really see too much of an upside to be going like full speed drills in off-season camps in like the middle of May. You know, maybe as you get into
July, they don't have on a lot of pads. They don't have on pads at this time. They're good.
Okay. Perfect.
I don't know.
Good.
I'm curious if B. Mitch knows this. Obviously, you're a special teams legend. Do you know that PFT is also a special teams legend?
No.
He's a kicker.
All right. And what did he kick?
He kicked for the DC Defenders, right? Ish?
Yeah. I tried out. I went 4 for 6 in my tryouts for the Defenders. I can tell from the sound of B. Mitch's voice that you really respect kickers. We are athletes.
I respect them when they make the field goal.
Okay. All right. Well, that's like me saying I respect you when you return a kickoff for a touchdown.
I don't want a kicker to make a tackle. I want you to make field goals. You get what I'm saying?
Have you ever seen me tackle though? So I mean,
I'm asking you a question.
PFT is swole, dude.
Have you ever tackled?
Yeah, I have.
He plays rugby.
I played rugby for like 9 years.
No, but I'm just saying, playing football, did you tackle when you were a kicker?
Absolutely not.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
I wouldn't want you to.
Nate has set up, we're having a pool party at B. Mitch's mansion later this summer, and you should come down also, and we'll have a kicking contest in the backyard. You've got, what, 8 acres?
No, not that much.
But there's plenty of room for us to have a kicking contest.
Who's kicking?
Me, you, PFT, and Nate, and Cody Betts.
I just return them. I don't kick them.
That's fine. Yeah. No, that's actually great. We'll have a returning contest.
We're kicking in my backyard. I'm grabbing the ball, taking off full speed.
I would not try to tackle you. I want to be clear on that.
That would be hilarious.
PFT, have a great weekend, man.
We really appreciate the time.
Go Caps.
All right. Love you guys. Go Caps. Here we go.
Take care. That was PFT commenter on the BetQL guest line. When we return, I think these wings are almost here. Uh-oh. And things are about to get real. That's coming next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. One of the things I love about betting on basketball is I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets for the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same-game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel. You have the Wiz playing tonight. Bradley Beal won't be playing, but you know who will be playing? Russell Westbrook. Make sure you take the Wiz, and you take Russell to probably go out there and get a triple-double because he's going to have to score and score big and also rebound to make sure they have a chance to keep moving forward and get into the playing game. Whether you're on a new or you use our FanDuel Sportsbook every day, check out NBA same-game parlays daily. Same game parlays are just one reason why I use FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great pricing, exclusive always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day, plus different deposit options so you know your dollars are safe. And if you win, they will get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. If you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, new users get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just place a bet and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use the promo code Brian at sign up. That's promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older, present in Virginia. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So we haven't really opened the Gambit DC listener lines today. Gambit DC, bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. We could do that now. People are just calling in anyway.
Well, you know, they're going
to
call.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The wings are almost here. Tailgate Ted is a real mensch. Hopefully I'm using that correctly. He's a great dude. He picked the wings up from Penn Quarter Sports Tavern. Shout out Penn Quarter Sports Tavern for dropping them, for donating the wings. Listen, we're raising a lot of money for charity today, and none of it could happen if Penn Quarter Sports Tavern didn't donate the wings to us. So thank you to them.
All right.
Sam Weiner, sales guy extraordinaire, he just pledged $100 to Catholic Charities DC. He says, I will get 21 wings done, no problem. A direct quote, that's a layup.
Well, Sam doesn't know you like we know you.
And he doesn't know you like we know you.
He doesn't know that you have this little bitty stomach, and then he doesn't know that I get to decide what wing is done and which one isn't.
But
I'm not going to be ridiculous with you, but I'm going to be tough and fair.
I know you. When Grant set the parameters that you were the judge, I know. Whoa, landfill's cash, baby.
Did you hit that?
How much money is that, landfill?
It's $100.
And if I get 21 wings, you're donating that.
Look, yep. Did you hear he started to stutter when he saw you holding $100 up there?
He couldn't comprehend it.
How did you come up with that money?
JP, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. There's this place called Wells Fargo. And if you go there, they will give you money.
They give it to you?
As long as your employer has first given it to them. You have to have a code.
And really, like, it's like, and you go to this machine. Like, I got a lot of friends. We call them Adam. You know who Adam is?
ATM?
Yeah, yeah. And we have a little call. We press in their chest, and they hand out money when they lose bets.
Listen, I won this week's Heard It Here First. I will. All the $5 bills you guys owe me, those can go to charity. That's fine.
We got your money, man.
That's fine.
We don't have to worry about your money. No, we're not going to give your money to charity. You give your money to charity.
Rather than give it to me, just give it to charity.
All of us handing money to the Catholic Charities, and you not eating, trying not to hand nothing.
Catholic Charities DC. These people feed people in this city.
We need you to give some money, too.
All right. Ben in Germantown thinks I'm a joke. Hello, Ben. Please insult me on the radio.
First of all, Richard Montgomery Rockets, 2003.
Wow. So we were about the same age. Were you there for Gumby? Yeah. Gumby was a legend.
Yes.
Gumby was a legit athlete. I think he got hurt, but did he have a full ride to Maryland? Where was he going?
I couldn't tell you all that.
Yeah.
I really couldn't. I'm sorry. That,
so you know how I have ankle problems, B? I've had them. That's where they all start, is on the damn football field at Richard Montgomery High School. I tore the heck out of my ankle.
You got to drop the hips, man. You can't.
Anyway, Ben, you're up.
So I'm thinking the Grant Paulson line is soft, man. You got 2.5 hours to eat wings. If you want $100 from me, I need 30.
I think we should raise it to 30.
Can you do it?
No, we're not raising it. This is locked in.
I mean, you just said if you get the get to 30. I think if you go to 30, then we do 100 to 150.
The bet is 21.
I like it.
So try, everybody raise their bet to 150.
My goal is 30, Brian. But there's also people like, thank you for the call, Ben. It's not a joke. 21 wings is not a joke. That's still a lot of wings.
But how about you go to 30 since you think you can get to 30 and then you raise more money for the charity?
I'm trying to get to 30, but the bet is 21 because you got guys like Bob Biagi who's doing 10 bucks a wing. So I'm going to keep pushing it.
Bob,
you know me.
Bob
all breaks, don't get.
10 bucks up there. He's not worried about 300.
All gas, no brakes.
Yeah. So Bob, hit him right now. Would you do $10 a wing at 30?
He's doing $10 a wing already.
Okay, so that could be at 300.
I'm going to try to get to 30, but the bet is 21. We're not changing that.
Oh, you scared.
So I wanted to talk about something serious real quick.
Wings are serious. Feeding people in these
serious is relative. Serious is very relative. So Washington football team rookie minicamp's going on. Samus Reyes,
yeah,
the tight end, the Chilean basketball player that people are so excited about. Lanfield just gave it a big old fist pump. He's taking part in rookie minicamp.
Yeah.
I believe this is kind of the first time he's playing organized football in some capacity.
He's been practicing over a year, so he knows something.
Right, but he's never been on a field like this. What are reasonable expectations for this dude?
Watching him run around, seeing some of the things when he was running routes and all, I think he could truly make the squad. And I think my expectation is, I don't think Ron or anybody over there was going to try to sign this guy and take that chance if they don't think he has an opportunity to make the squad. You know? And I think, you look at a guy with that athleticism, and I know we hear organized football and all this. Who's to say he never played pick up football with his friends on campus or something at Tulane? Who's to say when he started working out, we saw things where he was working out with Darius Geis. To say that the people that was working them out never put him in those situations. So this may not be the first time he's lined up. And I think the mere fact that he got signed by somebody, he can do more than just look like he looks. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I believe that they're expecting this kid to compete. And then he can run. And if he could block, then that'd be even better.
25 catches.
That's what you expected?
No, I'm over under that. Let's see what Logan did last week.
Logan
last year
did 70-something catches, 80 catches almost.
I think, yes, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
You want the exact number?
Yeah, I think you would.
Logan had 72 catches last year.
So I would say Samus, if he makes the squad, I'll go 25.
I think it's going to be under that. Because don't forget about John Bates either.
You give me over under 25, I'll probably take the under. Or what if he shows up and then he's like, oh, Lord, yeah, this dude here is a damn matchup problem. I'll take chances throwing the ball to him. Who is he, 6 foot six?
Samus?
6'4", 6'5". 6'6", 6'5". What is it?
He's a big boy.
I would take that and throw him a ball because he knows how to go up and get it. He's a basketball player.
We've talked about how much they've upgraded the wide receiver position.
Mm-hmm.
They have seriously upgraded. Oh, wow,
ooh,
the wings are here.
Big wings.
Are they?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
How big are those wings? Let me see.
A flipper on it. No, I'm joking.
No flipper. I'm not eating the flipper.
I'm joking.
Oh, we got swag. Look at that.
Oh, shucks.
Penn Court Sports Tavern coming through. Thank you to Tailgate Ted. You're a great dude.
Ted's the dude, man.
I mean, you talk about a good dude.
Ted not only delivers.
Thank you to Mike at Penn Quarter Sports Tavern also.
He rides his little, he has a ice chest.
He has a cooler. Scooter cooler.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
All right, Samus Reyes is listed at, where are you, tight ends? T is after S, correct?
Yes.
Samus Reyes, 6'5", 260.
Okay.
John Bates, 6'6", 259.
I take that.
Big boys.
Yeah.
They have upgraded the tight end position significantly.
Most people checking them or not. So I would throw them one up high and say, go get it. What's your Vegas?
What's your vertical?
Let's see what you got.
The wings are. I was showing people my vertical last night. I was shocking people. The wings are here.
That wasn't JP. That was somebody else.
The 21 wing challenge will begin. We are ready to go. We're going to raise a lot of money for Catholic Charities, and we're going to get Grant Paulson to wear a bone necklace before the day is through. That's all coming next. 106.7 The Fan.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Mitchell for Paul Henry's Window Installation. You heard me talking about Paul and how he's replacing my windows with soft light windows. Well, now it's the time for you to call Paul Henry's Window Installation. Spring is here and the weather's getting warmer. The nicest days of the year are here. And when you want to start opening those windows to go out there and enjoy those warm days and also cool nights. But you can't because your windows are old and worn just like mine are. Look, I was walking around my house just yesterday looking at my windows and going, you know what? I started smiling when I remember that Paul will be coming in on June 14th to change my windows up. And the windows that I pick are going to be special. Now I'll be able to open those windows while sitting in the house. I remember growing up and always liked to open the windows, sitting in the house, let the cool breeze with the fresh air come in. And it really, really turned me on. So Paul got me on with those windows now. And when Paul comes over, he'll probably be the one showing up to do the consultation of your windows, you know, like he did with mine. But when you deal with them, you're dealing with family. They're family members from office coordinators to the installers. And also, this is what I love most about Paul. He's going to give you his best and honest offer up front. Not going to sit there and, you know, pull your leg and things of that nature. He's going to tell you exactly what he can do for you, and it will probably be the best offer you're going to get. So don't delay. Call them this month to receive $85 off per SoftLight and Marvin window with a 5-window minimum and 10% off Provia doors. Contact Paul Henry's Windows Installation at 540-359-6842 or hit him online, paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
One, B. Mitch approved. How about that? That's a flat.
I'll let that one pass.
All right. We're 2 down, 20 to go. My hands are covered in wing sauce. Seriously, thank you to Mike and Penn Quarter Sports Tavern for bringing these over. They sent us some shirts. I'm going to tweet out a picture. Appreciate them very much. Thank you to Tailgate Ted for making that happen. I'm going to tweet out the link where people can donate. I'm already 2 wings in, man. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
Feeling good. Not going to lie to you. This will be a layup. We're going to raise a lot of money today for Catholic Charities. Truck driver Rick is on the horn on the Gambit DC listener line. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, GAMBETDC. Download the app today. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. Truck driver Rick. What's happening, dude?
Say peace. Mitch, what's happening?
What's up, brother?
What's going on? How you doing, babe?
We're good, man.
Dude, I'm feeling good. 2 wings in. When the next commercial break, I'm going Diet Coke first, then Dr. Pepper.
You put that Diet Coke and that Dr. Pepper down, you can get to 30.
I'm telling you, 30's the goal, but 21 remains the best.
It's if you don't drink them, bitch.
You do 30, put me down for 200.
Wow. Big money, Rick. All right, dude. I'm writing you on my list.
Hey, B. Mitch, 2 of them daughters is turning 29 tomorrow, bro.
Wow. 29? Congrats, yeah. Man. Congrats. Tell him I said a happy early birthday to him.
Truck driver Rick, I got you in the book.
In full.
200 right, bucks for 30 wings.
All right, brother.
All right, I'm going to tweet out the link. You can find it there. Thanks for the call, man.
It's kind of funny. JP is 2 down. I'm already 4 down.
You have approved both of my bones.
I approve yours based off your standards.
I don't like the weird, crunchy stuff.
I mean, I don't think it's weird and crunchy. I just think that, you know, hey, eat it. Be done with it. It's no different than the marbling on a steak.
What?
A ribeye has marbling.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, but that's not crunchy. I like the fat on steaks.
No, I didn't say the fat. I said the marbling. It's all right, but
we've agreed. We're making progress. I'm 2 wings down. We're making moves. Landfill is very upset, however, that we brought the wings in here, and they're not in there.
I don't know why we have to bring all of them in here.
Because I like listen, Penn Quarter Sports Saver gave us variety. I'm going to try all kinds of wings.
Okay.
If they're in there, it's just harder to do. Maybe it makes more sense to leave them in there. I don't know. We're kind of doing this on the fly. There's not a ton of planning going on here. What, landfill?
I'm going to have to order some wings for me, though, because this doesn't – this is a disaster for me.
I got to try to get to 30.
Take some wings with you.
I told you to come make a plate of wings.
Yeah, the hell
we don't have plates.
Brock gave me a plate.
Well, we have one plate.
Dude, you could just put wings in.
Oh, come on.
I would like to see landfill sure eat Brock his wings out of this plates. Giant plastic dish.
Two wings out of that dish.
Don't you think? Uh-oh, Jake in Bethesda has advice for me. All right, Jake.
JP,
what's up, dude?
JP, what up, bro?
What up, man?
You should be having that Red Bull vodka with your wings, man. I've already had two already.
Good for you. That is how you celebrate a Red Bull Vodka Friday, is already having two of them by 11:50 a.m. I tell you what.
That's my day off, so I want to have a nice little day drink with the weather being nice before my allergies would kill me.
Enjoy yourself. Get some wings. Get a vodka Red Bull. Avoid the pollen. And enjoy your Friday. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jake.
Thank you, Jake, sir. You too. Good luck.
All right, Anthony in Calvert County is a hater. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, man. I apologize, man, but somebody doesn't eat a lot of wings.
Oh, hold on. Anthony, I have a question. Who are you saying doesn't eat a lot of wings? I eat a lot of wings.
I think you said earlier in the show, like, you had a dozen delivered and you only ate like six of them because you were full.
Well, listen, things are getting misinterpreted and misconstrued and taken out of context. And frankly, I blame the media. Here's what happened.
I would, too.
Here's what happened. I had a lunch.
You do cover the team that likes to blame the media.
I had a lunch that I started to eat. Then I think it was Beamish. I don't remember the occasion or the situation, but somebody's like, hey, let's order wings. I was like, all right, you know, just give me six. Like, I don't need a lot. I already ate something. And then it was buy one, get one free day, so I got 12 instead of 6.
Yeah, but you were eating lettuce and tomatoes.
I got faith in you, man. I'm just saying it's a lot more than you think it is. You're talking probably, bone included, you're probably talking close to 3 pounds of wings.
All right. Now you're making me nervous.
I do have some advice for you.
I'll take the advice.
If you make it to 21 and eat, and God forbid you make it to 30, because I've eaten 56 before.
Whoa.
And it's doing something.
So I'm gonna have to sit down at some point today, you're telling me.
Yeah, save some of that blue cheese for later, because you're going to need to put on something else other than your wings.
Oh, that's so disgusting. Thank you for the call, Anthony. Good God. There's a mental image you can't get out of your head.
That's why I didn't listen to that part.
Woo, that was something.
I took a headset off.
You're smart. Penn Quarter Tavern Sports Saturn also gave us these dope shirts.
Yeah.
This thing is, I fear that I'm going to have to give
it. It may not get tough on your, it may not get tight on your chest, but maybe your stomach.
I think that's the area I'm concerned about, so I'm just going to give it to Cody Betts because he's young and fit and it'll look good on him.
Yeah.
Well, you are you giving yours to Cody Betts?
Of course, yeah, I'm not going to do that. It fit me more snug than you.
Maybe I could give this to Pete.
I was looking at the blood going through my arm.
Yeah, I mean, you have giant NFL arms. I have dad bod workout a couple times a week arms. Should I give this shirt to Pete or to Brock?
Brock.
I think Brock would love this, and he's the skinniest dude in the world and can wear a medium.
Pete doesn't show up.
Is Brock over there? Can he hear us?
Yeah, he's there. He's there.
Brock is always helpful. Brock gave me a plate to make a bone pile for Grant. So I'm literally going to give Brock the shirt off my back because I'm too fat.
You do look even more like Mac Jones with that shirt on, by the way.
You said something true today.
What, that I'm fat?
Yeah,
fat like Mac Jones.
I look like Mac Jones. That's the truth.
No, Mac Jones look like you. You're older.
I am older.
Yeah.
That's also true.
Much.
Here's what we're going to do. We come up next.
You could be Mac Jones' dad.
There will be a live wing update, and we're talking to Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post at 12:30. Your phone calls are welcome. I'm going Diet Coke, then Dr. Pepper, and I'm putting down all these wings. Damn it. Next, 106.7 The Fan.